Hey everybody, I know it's been a while, but I want to come on here and talk about relationships. Everybody, 2020, new vision, new me, let's leave toxicity in 2019, yada, yada, yada. In order for you to leave that in 2019, you were supposed to address it. And I'm talking about yourself. Like, everybody wants to blame the other person for having a toxic relationship or whatever the case may be, but we all have toxic traits, and I see a lot of us posting them like, oh, this is my toxic trait and this and the third. That's not cool either. So my issue is I don't like selfish people. And I mean selfish as in just because you're going through something doesn't mean you have to cut off the people who are there for you. That also can be a toxic trait. You're not even caring about how that person felt about you, what bond y'all have. You guys are just for self. And when you get into relationships and you create soul ties with people, it's hard to release that. When you guys are sharing bodies and you guys are being intimate with each other, and then all of a sudden you think you have somebody and they just let you go, that shit hurts. But what I'm gonna tell you is, don't let that get you down. I'm speaking from personal experience dealing with shit like that. And it hurts for a second, but I never want to be that person again to where I allow another human to have full range and full control over my emotions. When you control your own emotions, you won. I'm trying to master that as well, but it's hard. I'm still human. But for the most part, I try not to let people get to me. Also, everybody doesn't know how to be a friend. That's number one. If you don't know how to be a friend or never had a true friend to you, you don't know how to be in a relationship. And that's just period. You've been in fucked up friendships, but you don't know. People been using you and you just want to fill that void of vulnerability or acceptance. Once you accept yourself, everything else will be in line. Your friendships, your jobs, your career, anything you want to do. But once you realize that you are your own worst enemy and you are what you attract at that moment, you'll realize a pattern and you'll change that pattern. If you look at your exes and you'll be like, oh, I was this age and going through this when I met this person, and I was doing this when I met that person. You'll see everybody that you come in tie with, you're connected to by something, whether it's good or bad at that time. And you'll notice around if you have friends for years, how the dynamic of your friendship has changed or whatever the case may be. So I also just want to say that a lot of people don't know about loyalty because you haven't been taught loyalty, or what you thought was an aspect of being loyal was all wrong. Just because you see that person all day, every day, you talk to them all day, every day, y'all go here and go there, that's because y'all share common ground with each other. Loyalty is when y'all don't speak for months at a time. No beef. You just doing you, they just doing you, them, but y'all check up on each other and it's no bad blood. It's no, oh, I'm mad you didn't hit me up. It's this, that, and third. That's loyalty when they're there the most. When you know that, all right, I could go days without talking to Bree. She going to be good. She not going to think I'm being fake or phony. We're not childish no more. Because the people who are in your face all day, every day, can be the same ones doing some foul shit behind your back, because you're giving them all your information and all your energy, and they using that and that spilling that into the world, or they know how to use your vulnerable times against you. Watch out for those people. It's people that never congratulate you on anything, but call yourself your best friend. Couldn't get the word out. And they be the main ones. Oh, I was with you for this and we did that. But you ain't congratulate her on graduating. You didn't You didn't even graduate. I mean, not graduate. You need to congratulate her on little milestones. Even if you think it's stupid or you don't understand it, if that's your friend, you won't be supportive of any fucking thing they do. They want to sell fucking lemonade in front of the bodega. Bitch, buy the lemons. Fucking put the ice in the bucket. Like, a lot of y'all don't know what loyalty is. That's my definition of loyalty. Now, you can't give that to everybody. I've had my fair share of thinking I was loyal and people were loyal to me, but that's besides the point. I've been through a lot of situations, relationships up and down, friendships and relationship-wise, to know that I'm not going to lower my standards, and I just want the people around me to understand how I am. I don't ask for much. I really just ask for loyalty. Support me in anything and fully do it. I don't want to hear, oh, you know, I can't. I'm not saying you have to dance at every party. But emotionally, that don't take nothing. Because I don't emotionally drain my friends. So if I really need you, I need you to be there. Whether that's just listening to me, sitting in the car with me, just letting me vent or do whatever. That's the type of friends I need and I have in my life. And I hope you guys see by me just personally spewing out this, what's on my spirit, you guys can learn from it. I had a situation that really tested my friendships and really tested my faith in friendships. And that's why I'm speaking on this today. Because going into the new year and me being older, I don't want to have those same mistakes in my life. Yeah, it was just heavy on my spirit to talk about that and going into 2020 a better person and knowing what my flaws are. And just because you know somebody don't mean, and it's sad, you really never know a person. So you got to know how to trust them. You have to learn how to trust them, period. You would know them in high school, but don't know them as adults. People show you their true colors every day. You just choose to ignore them. They'll buy you the paint of their colors and make you paint a fucking canvas, and you still will turn that shit into art. I used to do that. And what I mean by that is I like to see the potential in a person. And sometimes the potential that I see and what the reality is way off, because they know how to paint that canvas and to make it seem like everything is all pretty. And behind that shit is garbage. So I learned that I can't just go off of potential. And a lot of people do that too. Or a lot of people don't go off potential. A lot of people don't give people chances either. You guys want to be so shut off and closed off to the world. And I'm holding my heart and locking it up. But then worrying why you don't have friends. Why you don't know what a real relationship is. Sometimes you got to go through hurt to see what you can withstand. A lot of people say, oh, I'm tough, I could do this, I could do that, but never even been through trials and tribulations. And I mean, it's levels to a lot of shit, but it's a lot of people who put themselves in situations just to say they did it. And for people who don't want to be in those situations, who are unfortunate enough to go through hard times because of the partners that they chose or the friends that they chose, they really dealing with that. And you doing it to be cool. And that shit is corny. We too old to still be scared to tell a friend about themselves and be real. And you shouldn't have to pick and choose. I see this a lot with females. Y'all like to pick and choose who y'all like. I know we choosy. Everything is okay, this goes with this. But I'm talking about as far as friendship wise, it's never any balance. It's always, oh, I can't hang out with her because she don't get along with her and this and the third. That's corny. And Now, if it's real beef and it's, you know, it runs deep, of course, keep people separate. But off some petty shit, like, oh, you don't like her because of a nigga or a bitch, depending on how you go. If y'all don't get it together, we too old for that too. And communication and comprehension go hand in hand. A lot of people say communication is the key. And y'all motherfuckers don't even comprehend. That's the biggest thing. A lot of people don't comprehend a lot of the time what's going on, or they don't care to. And then you guys are mad. You guys are mad at the wrong person. Be mad at yourself because you didn't take time to actually listen, to care about what's going on. Y'all just too worried about being mad and throwing subs and being corny to be real. It's a lot of corny shit going on, and I ain't with it. I just pray and send out positive vibes to anybody who listening to this recording, and I hope that you guys get to know me a little bit better with these podcasts that I'm getting back into. And I want to let you guys know that if you have any ideas, any questions for me, any topics that you guys want me to talk about, I'm open to talk about anything and everything. I'm gonna do videos to match these, but this was heavy on my heart. And in order to get rid of something, you have to address it. So no, I'm not gonna throw away the word toxic in 2020. It still needs to be addressed. And that's all I wanted to say about that. Had to throw that out there in the atmosphere. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you on my next podcast.